Hey, it's a live session of the Nerdlings, and it's time to get your nerd on news for Monday the 22nd. Yeah, it's evening. It's a live session that we're doing here. It's me, WC Chronicles, your senior host, Nerdling.
And this is Jersey Mike. We're having a live jam session for all you cats and hipsters and all the good stuff.
So it is. This has been flying around the internet, and I've kept a picture of it because it's just something that I've been wanting to do, and now it's the time to do it. Abbott and Costello, who's on first? You know the story, right?
Yes. What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
It took 70 years, and finally, the photo, somebody caught it. It was in Japan. The name was spelled H-U, but who is on first?
Wow, who? But in a different culture, H-U actually made it happen.
So I thought we would play the entire long version of Abbott and Costello, Who's on First. This is from, 1938, I think it was.
Finally, who got caught up with?
Who finally got caught? And the story is, I think they paid $1.10 or like $1.65 to the vaudevillian other performer who sold this to Abbott and Costello. They didn't write Who's on First at all.
$1.65.
Something like that, or $1.10, the story goes. So here it is.
Gosh, but I guess in those days, it was after the Depression, yeah. I guess they probably ate pretty good and had a couple drinks.
You had to do something for $1.10 back then, and that's what you did. So you'll see it there. It's Who's on First. The photograph is in the logo as opposed to our usual logo. But here it is. And if you've never shared Who's on First with some younger kids or some younger nerdlings, am I right about that?
You got to see this, especially if you never saw Abbott Costello live, listen to him on radio or listen to this.
Yeah, just go on YouTube, Who's on First, but here it is, the long version of their performance. 1953, I was incorrect, from the Actors Home episode.
Friends, I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
I want to let them hear
something different. Now, is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here. You came prepared, didn't you?
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see. It looks all right. I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the retired Actors Home. And I am the manager. Now,
you're going to be the manager of the retired Actors baseball team?
Yes.
I would like to join the retired Actors baseball team.
Oh, you would?
And I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
A lot of funny names.
You know, like Stinky Fields.
Stinky Fields.
Yeah, Goofy Dan. Boopy Barber. Booby Barber. Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
Now, Abby, you going to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's name's on the baseball team.
I say, Who's on First, What's on Second, I Don't Know's on Third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Is on third.
You know the guy's name on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's his name.
Well, you ain't said nothing. I ain't asking nothing.
You did.
You know the guy's name on first base?
Sure.
Tell me the guy's name on first base.
Who?
Who
is on first, Lou?
What are you asking me for?
Don't get excited. I'm saying
who? I'm asking you a simple question. Who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who? Yeah. I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Don't mix up my...
I'm not mixing up anybody. Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not...
Whoa, 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 whoa. How did I I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name?
Yes.
I don't know anybody's name on the team. How could I mention a guy's name?
You did. You just mentioned it.
All right. What's the guy's name on third base?
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on
first. I didn't even mention a guy's name on third base.
Yes, you did.
All right, then. Who's playing third base?
No, who's on first?
I'm not asking you what's on first.
What's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. He's third base. Baseball team.
You do? You mention their names.
I do?
Sure.
You got an outfield?
Well, naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Tell you what?
The left fielder's name.
Why?
Because I want to know. Because.
Oh, he's center field. You know these players as well
who's
as I.
Who's in center field?
No, who's on first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base.
Look, Louis, you don't seem to understand. See, I have a first baseman.
I asked you what's the first baseman's name?
No, what's the second baseman's
name? I'm going to stop asking you, sir. I asked you what's the first baseman's name?
What's the second baseman?
I don't even get past the first. All right, who's on second?
Who's on first?
What base do you want to talk about?
Talk about anyone you want to talk about.
All right, now who's on first?
Right.
Okay. You got a first baseman.
Yeah.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
He does. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. Why not, Lou? He's earned it.
Who did?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, you get a receipt from the guy?
Sure.
How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Well, that's how he signs it.
That's
Lou.
How who signs it?
Yes. That's it.
Who? Look, you go to first baseman.
Yes.
And you say to him, here's your money, sign the receipt. How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Sure. You better get a receipt from the guy, don't you?
Get one, Lou.
How does the guy on first base sign his name?
Who?
The guy at first. I'm asking you. When you give the guy the money, what's the guy's name that you give the money to?
Now, wait a minute. Now, what signs his own?
Who signs his own?
No, who signs his?
I mean, what's the guy's name on first you give
what
the
money? What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
The fielder's name, the center field. I don't know. You got a pitcher on that team?
Well, this would be a fine team without a pitcher.
It's a fine team. What's the pitcher's name?
Kamara.
You know, I can't change that name. You know what? Tell me the date.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. Tell me the pitcher's name.
Kamara.
Why not tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Then tell me the pitcher's name.
Kamara.
All right. What time tomorrow you tell me the pitcher's name?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Who is not pitching?
I'll break you around, you see. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base.
Certainly, you've got a catcher on a baseball field.
Catcher's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's pitching, today's catcher.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it. All I got, we got a couple of days on the team, that's
I
all.
I can't help that, Lou. I don't
you know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
That's so they tell me.
Yeah, now I get behind the plate, and I'm going to do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, right?
Yeah.
Now tomorrow he winds up the ball, and I'm behind the plate, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yeah.
Now a heavy hitter gets up, and he's ready to hit the ball, and tomorrow's going to throw the ball, I'm the catcher. Now I'm going to try, tomorrow throws the ball, the guy bunts the ball. Now when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to home.
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
He can throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now who's got it?
Naturally.
Sure. Believe. So I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Throw it to who?
Naturally.
Who's got it?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
No. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it.
Now you're right. I pick up the ball, so I throw it to Naturally.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying! I said I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally. Same as you!
Say it that way.
Triple play.
Could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long flat ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and
our shortstop.
I mean,
oh, my gosh, wow.
I think my favorite line in there is, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I like when they keep saying, I know. I don't know who's on third. Then it's like, oh, my gosh, he keeps saying that. I don't know. Yeah, it's on third. I like that.
Now, how old were you, and how did you get introduced to Who's on First?
Channel 11, PIX, Sunday afternoon, Abbott and Costello. They had all kinds of movies and all different shows with them. Like, I remember Alibaba, the one they had with the magic carpet. And then they had this skit. Oh, that's how I learned that.
I was 10 years old, and I remember we would go to the library, and my dad would check out tapes for us. And he got the Abbott and Costello tape, and so we got to hear what it was all about. I was 10 years old. And
wow. Oh, learned it from television. WPIX, Channel 11. Abbott and Costello, Sunday afternoon movie.
So share this with a young and nerdling. It's the first time. Share the link. We'll post it. And take a look at the picture. If who is on first?
And pass your nerd on to the younger generation.